We have our first guest here in studio with us. We've got Elyria Police Chief Dwayne Whiteley joining us here. It is all part of our first response series, a project of the Alcohol Drug Addiction Services of Lorain County. Chief, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in studio. It's actually been a while. I think it's been almost a year since the last time we had you in here talking about Coffee with a Cop. And I know that's a series you guys have continued and had all kinds of success with. But, you know, today we're here to talk about, you know, the opioid problem here in Lorain County. And I know you had spoken with Craig Adams earlier when you guys shot the video side of this last week. And one of the things I took away from the beginning of that interview is the idea that this is something the county has continued to tackle. It's still a problem.
Yes.
But the number of reports have actually gone down.
Correct.
And how much further down have they gone?
Well, as of July 3rd, our numbers are 72 total overdoses, with 15 of those passing away.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously still a problem, but again, the numbers continuing to trend in the right direction.
Correct.
At this point. If you can, kind of give us a general synopsis of the opioid epidemic here in Lorain County. You mean, we talked a little bit here about how they've gone down just a bit, but what are some of the problems that are still being tackled?
Well, first, the state of Ohio has had they've been at the leading front of the opioid problem, and Lorain County's right in line with that. I think we're a little higher. We're the ninth largest county in the state, and I think our opioid problem was a little higher than ninth. So we share that issue with the rest of the state. One of the concerns that we have is, you know, the law enforcement can only do so much on the enforcement part. We do the investigations. We arrest the dealers. We try to get the user some help. If we can take away the demand for the drug, that will help us address the supply problem. So it also reduced the number of overdoses, and it will also reduce the number of deaths. So we're trying to work hand in hand doing the enforcement part of it, but also working with every agency we can, including the Addis Board, to lower the total number of people that are hooked on an opioid.
One of the first questions that comes up is how do people end up getting hooked? And I'm sure there are a wide variety of different ways, but I know in your conversation with Craig, one of the things you mentioned is, look, it could be something as simple as having a very minor surgery done.
Correct.
And then a pill that they give you or a substance that they give you in order to kill the pain, sometimes that's just the start of it.
It is. State of Ohio has taken some action. They've reduced the number of pills that can be given out at one time. So it's greatly reduced the number. If you have a minor surgery, you can't get 45 pills. You're going to get a 3 to 5 day supply, which is much less. So that's a help. One of the issues we have is when people are given those, a lot of people don't like to take those kind of drugs. So they take very little, and then they put the rest in their medicine cabinet. Well, that opens it up for anybody else that's in the household that sees it, and let's say they have a headache. Well, I'll try this. This will take care of it. It could be something very innocent. And it leads very quickly. It doesn't take much for these kinds of drugs because of their power. They're very powerful. They do attack quickly, and the body adjusts to them quickly, and it creates a desire for them. So it can be something as simple as that. It could be going to get your wisdom teeth out, and you take it for a few times, and so you know your body's drawing a craving for it. When this started, that wasn't well known. It wasn't well known on getting your how to more or less get off of it when it comes up, and the doctors weren't as aware of what they need to do as they are now. So there's been a lot of steps taken across the board by everybody to make this problem better. Our goal right now is to make it so that people have places to put those prescription medications when they no longer have need of them.
And one of the things that you can do in order to get rid of them, you guys have a number of different ways of doing that now. One of these, drug take-back boxes. Where are these available, and what are these exactly?
Well, it's every police department in Lorain County and the Sheriff's Department, and now newly opened is the Cleveland Clinic in Avon. They have one, too. You just bring them up, take the label off the pill bottle, or put them all in a bag, zip it up, come to the police department, just put it in there, and we will dispose of it for you. It's all part of the DEA program to take back these drugs, and twice a year, usually it's around October and April, we do a drug take back day. And on those days, all the ones that we build up in that 6 months and what's turned in that day are turned over to the DEA, and they dispose of it.
Seems, Go ahead. I was just going to say, Chief Wiley, you talked about how you guys are working with the Addis Board to kind of come up with ways to help people. Is there, and I know it seems like the opioid epidemic kind of hit fast and furious and came on very quickly. So is there something that you guys have looked at? Is there another state doing something? I know Georgia's been one of those other states that's been hit very hard with the opioid epidemic. Or are you guys kind of working this out, kind of talking to other stations or other states about how to kind of go about this problem? Is there a book out there, I guess, is the question out there on how to deal with it?
There's no book out there, but we feel very strongly in not reinventing a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
There are other agencies out there, both in Ohio and away from Ohio, that have come up with ideas that are helping, and we want to incorporate those ideas. One of them is we have a group that will go in different cities. They will go to the people who have overdosed recently and survived, and talk to them about getting help. There are some improvement coming from that area. It's still a new program, so I can't tell you exact numbers,
mm-hmm.
but I do know we implemented it in Elyria not too long ago, and we've had some success with that. This drug take-back with the boxes, that's another advantage that we didn't used to have because, quite frankly, what would people do with these? They'd either leave it in there or flush it down the toilet, then it would get in the water system, and the filters at the water treatment plants cannot filter that out. So it would affect the water that everybody else drinks. So this is another way that we can make it safer for everyone, and it's really easy for us to do.
Is that one of the hopes, too, that people become a little more comfortable around police? I mean, trying to give back drugs and get these things off the street, that they not worry as much about the officers coming their way?
Yes. One of the things we want to do is, and everything we do, is make it easier for people to be around the police,
mm-hmm.
that we're not the bad guys, we're here to help. We even have programs that are set up for people who are addicted to drugs. They can come to the police station and ask for help, and we'll contact the people to come get them and work with them. So we don't want people to be afraid of the police. We want to work with them.
Elyria Police Chief Dwayne Whiteley joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's our first response series, a project of the Alcohol Drug Addiction Services of Lorain County. And, you know, you kind of answered part of this question, but, you know, I think a lot of people are listening right now thinking, well, instead of taking, you know, these old prescriptions to the police, why can't we just throw them away? Well, one of the things you mentioned, you can't dump them down the toilet because that affects the water filtration system and things of that nature. But people will naturally ask, why can't we just throw them away?
Well, they can still get in the water supply if you just throw them away normally. There's a new product out now that you can get some at the Addis Board, and you can get some, you'd have to buy it at the pharmacies. But if you follow the directions, you put your pills in this bag that you buy, and there's chemicals in there that react with them and neutralize the potency of the drugs, and you can throw those away if you do it that way. That's another way to dispose of them properly.
Those are the disposable pill pouches, correct?
Yes.
So basically you can buy these at the pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
and you just take your old prescription pills, you put them in this pouch. There's a chemical in there, right, that helps dissolve them? Is that how that works?
Yes.
And then basically you can, at that point, just... You can dump them out into the sink, or you can just dump them.
No, you throw them in the garbage.
You just throw them in the garbage.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Now, you could buy these at any pharmacy in the area?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. How long has that been available?
It's relatively new.
Okay. I mean, because I think that would be the most logical explanation here, right? Because if you're mm-hmm. afraid of throwing these things away, knowing what they might do, and if you are apprehensive in any way, shape, or form about taking them to the police, even though, as you guys have mentioned, look, the door's open.
Right.
I mean, you can come drop these off at any time. You know, if you want to be, I don't know, a little less forthcoming, you just dump them in this pill pouch.
Mm-hmm.
They'll dissolve. You throw them away, and away you go.
Right.
All right. That seems pretty simple, no?
Yeah, you just follow the directions.
Okay.
Going back to you guys working with the Addis Board, how did this kind of combination come together? It seems like an obvious fit here, but who reached out to who, and did you guys just kind of say, hey, this is this is where we go here?
Who started it? I'm not sure. Yeah. I just know that it's a group that's working.
Sure.
It's making a positive effect out there. We all want the same thing. We want people to be non-addicted to any kind of drug. It helps us at the police department. It helps the Addis Board and all the other groups out there that work with this. So it's a good thing for the county. It's a good thing for the city of Elyria.
Certainly.
Well, and I know when we had you on in the past, we were talking about the Coffee with the Cops system, and I know that's something you guys have continued to do. Is the opioid epidemic something that commonly comes up when you guys do have your Coffee with Cops sessions? Do you guys get a lot of feedback from that?
We do get some. Yeah, I can't say it's every week, but it depends on who shows up and who wants to talk to us. We're open and willing to talk about anything. So, you know, we've had people who have come up and asked questions that I have a loved one who's addicted to this. What can we do? And we get them the information of who to contact and see if they can get some help.
Along those same lines, when you guys have those sessions, has the feedback been pretty positive? I mean, the opioid epidemic aside, but I mean, has the feedback been pretty positive as far as, you know, the whole coffee with the cop thing goes? It seems like that's something that's really kind of blossomed, is becoming a lot more popular. What's the general feedback been like for you guys?
Overwhelmingly positive. Every now and then we'll get a complaint, but understand, we're there to take complaints too. Mm-hmm. If something's not working right, or if you have a problem where you're living, we'll take that information down and then see what we can do about it. But overwhelmingly, I'm going to tell you, 90-95% has been very positive.
Well, like you said, I mean, that's kind of why you guys open up that forum anyways, because if you do have complaints, maybe there's something that there's only so many of you. You know, right. I know you guys just swore in three new officers, or there are three promotions within the department. Yep. So, you know, there's only so many of you to go around. And sometimes you do rely on citizens to be the eyes and the ears that maybe sometimes you don't have.
Well, we can't do this job without the citizens. They know their neighborhoods better than we do. They know who their neighbors are. They know their neighbors' habits. And they tell us what's right and what's wrong. And if it's out of what's normal, they'll call us and let us know, and we can act on that.
Good stuff. Well, Chief Whiteley, we know you're very busy, so we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming in studio and spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Thank you very much again. That's Elyria Police Chief Dwayne Whiteley joining us here on our first response series, a project of Alcohol Drug Addiction Services of Lorain County, paid for by Lorain County's First Response, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, award SP080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement.